Oh dear, we've stepped outside my house and the rain is already falling. You can hear the pitter-patter on Anna's beautiful see-through umbrella.
I mean, you can guarantee when you and I step outside, it's going to start to rain. It's just, the world just sees us coming, doesn't it?
Right, I think, should we go right and then we go left? We're going to look like crazy people today. We're just going to walk up and down my new street.
I mean, this is a lovely street. We haven't explored down here yet. Well, I haven't. So.
No, actually, I haven't either.
There you go. Some revelations as yeah. The podcast unravels.
Right. So slowly all my new neighbours are going to be like, who is she? What's she doing? So welcome to Slim World Podcast. It's a joy to have you with us. Hope your November has started off terrifically. And if it hasn't, then maybe by the end of this podcast, it might be slightly improved.
Yes, the word terrific is really underused.
Do you think?
Yeah, I love it. Such a splendid word, terrific.
Okay, right. So the task is, in the next week, to slip in the word terrific somewhere.
Into random things.
I'm challenging every consultant to say the word terrific.
That wouldn't be hard for a consultant, babe. That really wouldn't be hard.
All right. So today we're talking about mindful movement, and it did seem, although it's raining, a bit hypocritical for us to sit indoors and do an episode.
I tried. Please, could we stay on the sofa and do this one?
We were sat on the sofa having our warm cups of tea.
Yes.
Dry. Anna looks really snuggly.
Oh, I'm literally wearing a duvet. That's basically what I've got on, isn't it? But that temptation when it's cold is like, no, let's hibernate. Don't want to move outside and get wet.
Yeah, and, you know, there is lots of different research, isn't there, that goes around saying about why movement is good, why being sedentary isn't good. But it's easy at this time of year to maybe forget that. We get locked into that habit of it's dark, it's cold, I want to finish work at like say 6 o'clock and just get straight into my pajamas and not see anybody.
I mean, yeah, Daisy on the way to school this morning said, Mummy, I can't wait to get back on the sofa tonight in our pajamas. That's all she wants to do because it's like a safe, cozy place. But actually we don't realise how physically and mentally just sitting down and not moving, how detrimental it can be, do we? Because I never really understood that, that actually just standing up and the benefits of moving around a little bit more, how profound the impact can be.
It kind of has a ripple effect in that. Then if you are sat down more, I know when I'm sat down watching the TV on my sofa, it's that for me is a little bit of a, there's more of a chance for me to go and overeat.
That's a danger zone.
100%. Sofa slacking. There's a brilliant article in the members area about sofa snacking and how to maybe make that a little bit more food optimized and less cinerific.
Yes,
no, but it's a danger area for me.
And for so many people, it's that nighttime snacking, it's the sofa, it's the not moving, it's the boredom of actually I'm watching a bit of trash TV, what am I going to grab? And actually what you can do is unpick an amazing food optimized day the moment you get a bit too snuggly and don't have a plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. So then the idea about being less sedentary, is it worth us just running through the health benefits? I'm just going to...
Oh, she's got a loose wire.
My phone is in the pocket.
Okay.
Hang on, we could go down the little nature walk section here.
Nature walk, guys. It's a mudslide is where she's taking... No, there's some gravel here. I just saw the mud in the river. There is some steps. Okay, I had her, like, having me climbing down an embankment.
Right, before we do that, I can't look at my phone and walk on this. It's too much.
Okay.
The coordination is too great. Okay, so we sent to the team who write the articles. We had a meeting with them and we're saying, what information have you got about mindful movement? We'd like to do this as a subject because we know that it's challenging during and that lead into winter. They said that there's a new article which is going to come out very soon. And it was talking about making the ad breaks count. And it was talking about when we're still, so for example, like watching TV, our muscles are inactive, our metabolism slows down. This affects our ability to regulate our blood sugar and our blood pressure and also to break down fats. So getting up and moving around regularly has all sorts of health benefits and could even help you live longer.
Well, do you know, it's... in our article, A Complete Guide to Sitting Still Less, it says, did you know that being sedentary is as damaging to our health as smoking? So again, I don't think we realise that. I don't think a lot of us know that just by sitting still, we could be having an effect on our health. But just standing up for a little bit, stretching, because a lot of people have sedentary jobs and then they come home and they're quite sedentary, or you've got a quite active job and then you come home and you're sedentary, and it's just about thinking about moving your body regularly, because actually the health, the benefits to your health, like your vascular health, is really, really quite massive. So, you know, thinking about those little times where you may be tempted to kind of just be idle. So, you know, I always leave things on the bottom of the stairs at my house, in a hope that my child or my husband would actually pick them up, but also because I know that I will have to come up and down the stairs to take them. So, say in an ad break, what I try and make sure I do is I take the laundry and the shoes and the things that I've left at the bottom of the stairs, because actually it helps me with the housework. But, you know, in 3 minutes, I've been busy and I've not shoved an extra Spreddo in my gob. Do you know what I mean? So it's thinking about...
The chocolate bars are available.
Sorry, yeah, but it's thinking about how just getting up off that sofa during, you know, your favourite trashy TV at 9:30 at night could actually help you in so many different ways. But we get into these habits, don't we? And being sedentary is one of those big, big ones. I remember in lockdown, when we would be sat at Zoom screens for 10, 12 hours a day, I bought some pedals that were under my desk. So I was constantly cycling under my desk, because otherwise I knew I was only going to get up to go to the bathroom or make a cup of tea, and that really wasn't enough. So thinking your way around your current situation and what little things you could do more to make yourself just stand up, just stretch, is really, really key.
Yeah, see... We're walking on a gravel path now. We've got the river beside us. I always think the sound of this gravel reminds me of like eating crisps or something.
Oh, I gravel makes me think they're really posh.
There we go.
It's like a gravel driveway. You think you've made it in life. Like you've got an island in your kitchen, no?
But do you know what? Crisps, I think what I've started doing is, because I do work from home.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be in the same place or same building all day if I don't leave. Could you please put the umbrella up? I'm like, crouching.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not even that small, but I just had it so low. I apologise.
But so I know I needed to find... I've moved to a different part of town and I needed to find my routes. And I like to have different routes. When I lived in Manchester, there's parts of Manchester, Wally Range, if you know that area, where it's like a grid. And I knew if I had 20 minutes, I could walk this route.
Grid. Yeah.
If I had... you know, like 30 minutes I could do this walk.
Yes.
So what I've slowly been doing around here is I've been looking for those different routes that give me the optimum. Do I want to do some hills? Do I not want to do some hills? Do I want to do some green, or do I just want to stay on pavements?
Ooh,
and I
gravel.
I really enjoy getting out in that you hear different sounds. So right here where we're walking, I've seen herons, barn owls. And we're in a town, you know,
we're not
kind of in rural countryside, but just because I've been and had my head away from the TV, away from screens, and got out, the difference that's made to my mental and my physical health.
I was going to say, like that, getting out in the fresh air, you know, even if it's freezing cold, wrapping yourself up, but getting that blast of cold air on your face, you know, even if it's not going out the house, maybe opening the windows and walking down, you know, walking down to the garden could be a really good thing. But that change in atmosphere, I think, does something so much psychologically, doesn't it?
Mm. So you can hear right now the river. It's roaring because it's been raining like something crazy in the last few days. Just that roar, you know, and I'm looking at all the different colours and the ripples. And sometimes when I come here, I can see all the stones. Today, we can't barely see any stones in there, you know. And you're noticing all the leaves are now kind of pretty much gone from all your favourite trees, the different colours, which trees go first, which trees go last.
Do you know what? We both, when we came out, it's like raining, I'm full of a cold, didn't want to come outside, but we've been outside 5-10 minutes and I already feel mentally lifted because you got out and got some fresh air. And actually,
yeah,
you don't realise, do you, when you can just stay in the same space and kind of almost feel like, oh God, I feel a bit fed up, I'm going to go and eat something, that actually just going and changing your scenery, even if it's for 5 minutes, could have such an impact. And, you know, a lot of people know my journey with my spine and everything. And this is saying within your limits. This isn't saying you feel like you have to go out and start pole vaulting if you've got injuries. This is about simple things like literally walking into the kitchen, walking to the front door. If you're compromised with your movement, thinking about things that you could do seated, because, you know, it can have such a big impact. Do you know what's really helped me in 5-10 minute blocks is the activity videos. Like, literally, I'm trying to get Days, my little girl, to be more active. And so we will put on an activity video for 5 or 10 minutes, one of the dance ones, and just do it, like, you know, while her dinner's cooking or while we're waiting for the bath to run. Because actually, that is 5 or 10 minutes we'd probably be sat on the sofa scrolling or not doing something very proactive. So again, thinking about the little bits of time you have and how you could utilise them to have the biggest impact.
Yeah, yeah. I think time is an interesting concept as well, rather than thinking like things like when I go for walks, I don't think about how far I'm going to walk. I think about how much time I've got.
Yeah.
And then you also think about how much energy you've got.
Yeah.
So that's where I think for me, looking at finding those blocks of like 10 minute chunks or 20
yes.
minute chunks, and knowing that, rather than saying I'm going to go out and walk 5 kilometres tonight, which is like, you know, well,
that's
over an hour,
is it? Yeah.
But it becomes almost too big. So
yes.
it's these little
yes.
habits, these small things that increase the 1%, be 1% better.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what people talk
and
about.
Actually, when you are putting parameters in things, like I've got to go out and I've got to do 5K, I've got to do 10,000 steps here, it almost takes the joy out. But if you say, right, I'm going to get out of the house, I'm going to wander for 30 minutes, actually, the benefit will be that you've walked a certain distance, but with no pressure, and just going out to see what's happening outside. And it could be, you know, that you normally drive to the shops, or you normally, you know, drive the kids to gymnastics, getting out and finding those times where you can be more active. Because I think we all do have time, it's where we prioritize time. And my husband said, you know, I was saying something about not having enough time, he said, yeah, but you're prioritizing to lie in bed and scroll on TikTok because it makes you feel better. Get up, it will make you feel better. So again, maybe thinking about redressing that balance in your life. If you've got some habits that are stopping you being as active as you want to, how can you change them? Quite simply,
the word mindful,
yeah,
that I think is key, because it allows us to have a bit of distance.
Yes.
Between, so the difference of me when I finish work and go for a walk around the block, sometimes with Matt if he's finished work too, it allows us to have a conversation of, right, okay, so what do we want to do tonight? What
yep.
do we want to eat for tea?
Yeah.
Are you going to cook and I'll clean the rest of the house or something? So we kind of, and make a plan before we just drift into the evening.
Yeah.
And that for me is where maybe unconscious habits kind of come in.
Yeah.
So creating a bit of distance, like if you feel that urge, like you want to just, I don't know, go and eat a whole massive bag of shareable crisps or chocolate bar, just get out for a walk and
yeah.
think, talk yourself through that. Why do I want this? Am I actually hungry? Is there a better decision?
Take yourself away from the situation
yeah.
as well, because actually when you're closed in the situation, all you can see is what you see in front of you. But going out and breaking that kind of chain reaction or that thought process is really, really key. But also finding things you love. If you're not into walking, but actually you love a dance around the kitchen, or you know you'd love to do some yoga, it's about finding those things that you know will kind of spark your joy, rather than feeling like, oh God, instead of go for a walk and it's raining. Like, you know, finding your thing is very key, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and as we're saying about the health benefits, the psychological benefits. I mean, I also find that doing walks like this, I mean, you are people who like listening, right?
Yeah.
Because you're listening to a podcast. I'm training to become a sound therapist at the moment, and I had no idea about how changing the sounds that we listen can really have an impact on us psychologically, emotionally,
yeah.
even the way our body holds and feels tension. So something as simple as moving to a different space that has a different sound. That doesn't have to be outside. It could just be playing your favourite music track.
Yeah.
That gives you a dopamine hit in the same way that perhaps old habits of vein a chocolate bar would. So is there something else that you can do using sound, because you're obviously a sound person listening to podcasts, that would help you do that? And I think that for me was like a bit of a game changer, really, in learning how to use sound to soothe me,
rather than look after
me, but also be very conscious that there are certain environments that for sound were stressing me out, and that allowed, that kind of caused me to slip into some old habits too. So being in like really noisy big crowds, I've realised that does make me nervous and uncomfortable, and I'm more likely to make not as great decisions when I'm eating out or drinking or whatever, because I'm already in a higher stressed state, because I'm in like a really distracted, like noisy, overwhelming environment.
And actually what we don't recognise, because these things happen so constantly, is that how that does affect us. So taking a little break to kind of look at things and see how you feel different in different environments is really, really key, isn't it? You know, the thing that got me is I gave up smoking 19 years ago. I used to smoke 40 cigs a day.
But you're only 21.
I know. But actually, do you know that I gave up smoking because I was terrified of what I was doing to my health. But to read that being inactive is as bigger, you know, a health pull on your body as smoking just really made me think, gosh, we've got to move more, because I knew what I was doing with cigarettes and I was able to stop it, but maybe I didn't realise what my inactivity was causing, you know, because there's so much misinformation out there, there's bits you hear, and so actually just maybe really bring that information to the forefront in your mind and saying, I really need to do this for a much bigger impact than weight loss. This is my overall general health. That could be really inspiring.
Yep. The other thing I think is about loneliness.
Yes.
Is equated in research to the equivalent of smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So is there a way that you could move mindfully with other people to help combat loneliness? If you live on your own, if you're single, you don't have to be in those circumstances to feel lonely, I suppose. But is there ways that people talk about going for walks with walking groups, or going to a class, doing Zumba or something fun? Is there a way that you need to build that in to help you get out
and
more?
Connect with other people.
Yeah, that's, connection.
That social connection is so key. And if you could do it while being active, that's gonna be a win-win, isn't it?
Oh, should we finish with a bit of the river? Should we go down here? I'll just throw you in it.
With steaming cold, I look like, oh.
Do you know what I often think about, like, rivers, right? So
you make me want to wee.
No, step away from the weeing. Now you plant it in everyone's mind.
No.
Do you know what I think about rivers, right? Sometimes we have these habits that we feel like the river is dry, like it's really stuck. Yeah, and we just feel like, oh, I always do this. I've got to do so well, and then I get stuck, and then, oh, I'm never going to be able to do this. And I think there's something about flowing rivers that gives you that sense that things are always changing, things are always moving, and whatever it is that's bugging you right now, just let it flow, let it go.
It will pass.
Exactly, it will pass.
It's fascinating. I'm just watching this bit of water here that looks like it's stuck, but then a little bit's making a move and it's coming out. It's really interesting. So mesmerising to watch.
I like taking photos of rivers.
Do you?
Like, you know, the little weird bubbly bits
there. Yeah.
But you take a photo of it and it's like a snapshot of it in that exact time, yet it never ever looks like that ever again.
Yeah, I love things like that. It makes me want to wee. That's what I'm going to go back to.
But yes, I do think that there are times when we do our weight loss journey that we can feel quite stuck.
Oh,
and sometimes it needs to be moving. To get us moving.
Yeah, and looking at, actually, you know, you just said, like, I always do the same thing, and the subconscious is really good at telling you, history tells you you've messed up at this bit. Maybe activity could be something that you hadn't, you know, necessarily really worked on before, but this could be a new kind of thing that you try that gives you confidence and gives you motivation because you're finding success in something. So building it up step by step and thinking about how you can incorporate that and how the knock-on effect maybe with your food could be something that's very empowering if you're struggling.
I always think, like, whatever you're doing in terms of movement in winter is perhaps training you for the body and the habits you want in summer.
Oh, I love that.
Rather than getting to like March and April and being like,
oh my god, what am I gonna do?
I've got to get back to Slimmerworld, I've got to lose all this weight, and then I'll be ready for my bikini body. And actually, What about if we started those habits in winter?
Now, yeah, when it's hard.
And we got them embedded so yeah. that when it comes to summer, we can get out, we can enjoy wearing sleeveless t-shirts because we've got a bit of muscle on our bingo wings. Do you know what I mean? Like, we want to wear the pretty dresses. We want to, we're just imagining what we're doing today is starting to build the habits that we will lock in for 2025 summer.
Exactly. And if you think about that, and if you just do it slowly and consistently, how by summer 2025 it's all going to be there. Yep. It's a nice way to think.
All right, well, we're almost back at my door now. I think we need to get undercover.
I need to blow my nose and get undercover.
I better make her a cup of tea. Right, hope you have been wandering, listening to this, or moving around your house maybe even as you've been walking, and this is an episode that you can come back to anytime you need us. But enjoy bedding in with your winter habits and activities. And we'll be back to talk some more nonsense very soon.
Bye for now.